Father, I thank you for this couple. And Brother Eller saying you have revival in you, and the Lord has called you to pioneer a different kind of revival, not traditional things. You are not a man of traditional things. You are out of the box. God created you to be out of the box, to run out of the box, brother. And you're going to shatter so many boxes in the kingdom of God, for you are coming to challenge mindsets, religious mindsets, cultural mindsets. You know, and I heard the Lord saying, son, you are a champion in the kingdom. For the Lord has given you the strength as a champion, and you are going to see might and power coming for you and coming through you. For I heard the Lord saying, son, I have given you a white horse of power that runs with you and stands with you. You declare victory, and you will shift the atmospheres of the land. For you both are called to travel as well, and nations are going to open up for you. The seasons will come when you will be like a leaf on the wind that will be moved from one place to another, for there is a lot of work to be done. But now the Lord has you digging wells in this land, and it is good, for there are some wells that need to open up, and you have the tools to open these wells. And I heard the Lord saying there is going to be an infilling coming upon your lives, an empowering like happened to Gideon. When the Spirit of God came into Gideon and filled him, but what the actual scripture says is the Spirit of God in Judges 6:34 or 36, one of those. It says when the Spirit of God came upon him, it actually means the Spirit of God came and wore him like a glove. You know, it just wore him, and Holy Spirit did it. And brother, you are going to be worn by the Holy Spirit like an empty glove. And through you, he's going to do mighty things. For it is the ministry of Holy Spirit himself that is going to flow through you. You are an overcomer, brother, and you are going to see victories that are biblical proportions in the land. And people will talk about it and even write about it. You will be a legend, and your name will become a legend in the land. For I heard the Lord saying, son, you were born for great. You were anointed in your mother's womb. You were prepared in your mother's womb, and you received fire in your mother's womb, and you were born already with the anointing, with the calling, and with the seal on your forehead for a time such as this. You were set aside, and you are going to see now a shattering that is going to happen. I saw eyes breaking. I saw the eyes breaking on the walls. I saw, you know, castles of eyes breaking. I saw the release of the work of hell in the land, for I saw demonic oppression that is going to fall away. And I heard the Lord saying, son, release the fire that is within you. Let it flow. It is going to burn, and it's going to burn inside of you. It's going to burn coming out. It's going to burn in you, but it is going to burn everything that needs to burn in the land. For the Lord is bringing signs and wonders that are going to manifest in a greater way. There is a double portion of inheritance given to you. I saw a double mantle coming for you, and I heard the Lord saying, I am enlarging your portion. You have been tested, for there has been promises over your life that many have wanted to take. There has been inheritance that the enemy has tried to rob to you. There has been even a competition in this land for the anointing of God, for the power of God, for the glory of God, for many things. People have been contesting and contending for it in a wrong way through competition. And I heard the Lord saying, son, I have set aside a well for you, and the real thing, for God has given to you the well of Isaac. That well of Isaac was not contested. And it was his, and watered the land and watered everything and everybody, and never ran out, even the animals. Everything ate from it and drank from it. The Lord is going to release an anointing in this house to water the land and the community. The water of this well is going to go beyond into the surrounding areas, and it will even sprinkle into the nation. For the Lord is going to release a life out of here that is going to cause life to start flowing, and it is going to remove a spirit of death that has been not just on people, that has also been in finances, a spirit of death that has been in moving throughout the land, has been bringing destruction. I heard the Lord saying, bring down the Asherah poles, bring down the altars in which God's people are worshiping, for idolatry has come into the house of the Lord. And the Lord says, son and daughter, remove the idolatry of the land. And the idolatry of the kingdom, for the move of God is going to come, I said the other day, through holiness into this region and into this house, you know, but even the worship, the idolatry that has come into the kingdom of God, and the Lord is saying he will send you out to clean house. You have so much courage, and a spirit of valor has been given to you. That spirit of valor is going to make you known. People will know, as David was known, a man that is undefeated and was undefeated. You both walk with integrity. Brother, you have an amazing spirit of integrity in you, and you have honor and integrity. You will not bend to the left or to the right. You will not compromise, and nothing will make you merchandise the gospel. Nothing will make you merchandise the truth. And I heard the Lord saying, son, because of that, you're going to see the real thing increasing and increasing and increasing without shadow of doubt. There is an endorsement coming upon your lives that's going to be heard and it's going to be noticed. People, even on television, are going to want to interview you for the work that God is doing in this house and is going to do. There's a lot of church planting coming out of this house. There are church planters ready in this house to be sent out. And I heard the Lord saying, prepare the land, prepare the places, prepare the people, and start igniting the fires in the land. For there is an impartation from this house that is going to go in all those fires, and it is going to start spreading and growing. I saw this house having daughters, you know, arising, ministries and churches that are going to be, you know, daughters of this house, and there's going to be an enlargement of oversight that will be necessary. I saw the Lord bringing people equipped and equipped and equipped, for you are not going to have the time to start equipping a lot of people from scratch, but God is going to bring many people who are ready, even from other places, even from other churches. Do not worry what others might say, for the Lord is going to bring them here, and it is the hand of the Lord that's going to bring them here. There's so many like rolling stones coming, even from other churches, finding their way here, for God is bringing them here. They are ready, they are wanted, you know, they are ready, they want it, and they want to move forward, but there is nothing for them. God will redirect these people to you, and the Lord saying, open the gates and open the doors. The Lord is going to release there a greater authority within you. You are a woman of faith and a woman of authority, and the Lord is going to also ignite a fire within you. It's a bit different than your husband's. You have a different prophetic manifestation than he has, but you are going to see the release of life and creativity coming for you and through you. There you will speak not from the head, but from your spirit, from deep inside your belly. The words are going to come and roar like a lion within you, where there is a lion that dwells within you. You are fearless when you need to be fearless. You are strong when you need to be strong. And I heard the Lord saying, dear, you have been in training for days of authority and days of deliverance. There is a fulfillment of all promises coming for you. And I heard the Lord saying, dear, I am going to visit those places of the past, of the conversations and the prayers of the past. For now, your past, your yesterday is becoming your today. Your today is becoming your tomorrow. And so the merging of seasons coming very clearly and very strongly, and you're going to start seeing a new level of inhabitation that is going to come. I heard the Lord saying, you will bring freedom into this house. It's going to bring freedom to people in hospital beds. This house is going to bring freedom to people in prisons and jails. This house is going to have keys to unlock a lot of doors in the community. The others, the government has tried to unlock and they can't, but you guys are going to know how to open those locks that have been there, padlocks that are rusted for a long time. You will cause people, even in government positions, to change mindsets and influence them in decision making, for favor is coming for you to be a voice to the nations and to be a voice to leaders in the land. There is favor, and I heard the Lord saying, you're going to be trained in different ways, for there is a new level of preparation coming for you. God has orchestrated himself, for he is going to take you through journeys that are going to be just for you to learn, just for you to receive, just for impartations to come to you. And I heard the Lord saying, son and daughter, I'm going to cause you to arise, but your hearts will always be, you know, down, below. Your hearts are never going going to go up to your heads, for the Lord has kept you with balance, and the balance is never going to disappear, for you carry a balance in your hands, and you will bring balance in every situation that happens. You are going to see the wrong deer. Your discernment is very sharp, particularly discernment of characters, and it is going to increase and increase. You will see even what is in the atmosphere, and you will know what the spiritual atmosphere around people, even on the streets, for her, and was saying, he's going to make you a woman that knows how to bring freedom even to captives that are not looking for freedom. There you are going to be to set people free in so many areas. Even demonic operations are going to fall away at your presence. But I heard the Lord saying, the two of you are going to be a fountain that is never going to run dry. And the Lord has released a fountain in this house that is never going to run dry, no matter what happens. I saw the Lord bringing into this house people with white heads. And I heard the Lord saying, there is a release of an army that he is calling in the 70-year-olds, in the 80-year-olds, 65-year-olds, that are going to arise. And the Lord is calling them forth. And I saw them being mobilized again. And I heard the Lord saying, take their slippers off their feet, for God has not placed the slippers on their feet. They were prepared, and God didn't put them away. Men did, mindsets did, many other things. But God is calling them into greater destiny, for the reason why they were born, the reason why they were created, is still effective and active. And in this place, many are going to find that destiny and that reason. For the Lord says, son and daughter, I am releasing a Joshua anointing, and the mantle of Joshua is being released upon you, and you are going to carry the mantle of Joshua for the promised land, for the giants in the land to fall, for the waters to part, for the miracles that are necessary to help people possess their inheritance, and to see the corporate inheritance that is going to come. For the Lord is going to increase your vision. Brother, I saw three levels of vision being given to you. And I heard the Lord saying, there are three mountaintops you are going to reach in the next 2 years, in which your vision is going to go to those levels and those heights. For you carry an apostolic mantle upon you, very strong. And I heard the Lord saying, son, you are also a preacher of the word, but you are also an evangelist. And as part of the revivalist that you are, that evangelistic anointing within you. And I heard the Lord saying, even the gift of compassion and faith that you have, for there is an impartation of the Father's love and heart within you. And the Lord is going to cause that to become very alive more than ever. It's going to hurt at times. The compassion within you is going to hurt inside. But I heard the Lord saying, you are going to enter into the love that moves you to compassion, the compassion that moves you to love, that Jesus loved with. Out of that place and that love that Jesus carried, that hurts inside and breaks you inside, you are going to see the greater flow of the Holy Spirit and the power of heaven on earth. For I heard the Lord saying, he is going to remove opposition in the territory. And opposition in the land has been a work of witchcraft in the territory from generations past, from centuries past, or years, many years past, that has been in the land. And the Lord is coming to undo it. I saw it being hooked and hooked from the ground, for it goes deep into the ground. There has also been, you know, areas where sacrifices to demons happened that went into the ground, and I saw blood that has gone into the ground. And the Lord saying, he is going to release a fresh rain that is going to cleanse the ground, that is going to cleanse even different levels of the ground. As the Lord begins to cleanse the land, prepare yourselves and release seeds and harvest. Mobilize the people in the community to go out in the streets of the nation and in the streets of the city. For there is going to be a window when hearts of people are going to be open to receive, for the Lord is cleansing. But there is a visitation that is going to come. For the Lord saying, he's breaking chains, and there is going to be the freedom of territorial spirits being removed from this land. The Lord saying, a hunger is going to arise. Prepare those that will feed the hungry. I'm talking about the spiritual hunger. Prepare the teachers. There is a teaching anointing in this place, and there's many people here that are called to teach and feed the people with fresh bread. Train them and equip them Because there will be an influx and people will know there is good food in this house, there is good nutrition in this house, and many will come malnourished, become strong and go out. But the Lord is saying He is going to bring breakthroughs. I saw weariness in the women of the house, and the Lord is coming to refresh the women of the house, and the spirit of life and joy is going to arise for the women here. Yeah, they're going to dance again, they're going to sing again, new songs are going to arise. Rise as the favor of the Lord comes upon them. They're going to become mighty warriors, for they carry strength. And they have fought many battles, and many times they have lost their shields, and they have grown weary and discouraged. For a spirit of discouragement has come upon many. And the Lord saying He is coming to give new hope to the women of this house. Prayers have been delayed for them. They have interceded. And the women here have been women of the word and women of faith. And the Lord is going to give rewards to the women of this house. But I also heard the Lord saying there is a new level of authority also being given to the men of this house. Men of this house, you carry kingdom within you. There is an awakening that's going to happen in your spirits and your lives. I saw the strength of oxen coming upon you. And I heard the Lord saying, break the ground. You will be pioneers in the land. You're going to shift a lot of natural and supernatural things in this place. You are going to see a new level of wisdom coming upon you. You are going to be the ones that give the answers to the wise. You are going to be the ones that stand in the place of righteousness. You are going to see the restoration of Job coming into the land, and the restoration of Job coming into your lives and your households as well. For the Lord is coming to bless you with the blessing of Job. And I heard the Lord saying, you have gone, and men, you have many times been robbed of honor. There has been a lot of you that have lost a lot, to have been robbed. And I heard the Lord saying, favor in the marketplace is going to increase for the men of this house. You will be set aside, and you are going to receive promotions. You are going to receive raises. You are going to receive opportunities. I saw shifting happening, and I saw some of you losing your jobs, but it's only for a new job to come. You have to let go of one to embrace the other, for God is going to bring a realignment into your life. I just want to hear the Lord saying, He's going to make you arise, for you are lighthouses. You will be positioned as lighthouses in the land, and you are going to be the lighthouse in the marketplace as well. Men, you have courage within you, but I heard the Lord saying, He is going to bring you also into a place of safety. You are going to bring safety, but you are going to live in a level of safety that nothing is going to disturb you, for you are protectors, but protectors also need to be protected. And God is going to protect you in a great and mighty way. I saw the Lord bringing a gift of healing to the children of this house. They have faith. And children from 0 to 13 years of age are going to arise with signs, wonders, and miracles. There is power in them. They believe, and the faith that has been placed in them is going to move mountains. They are going to prepare and be prepared, for they are also going to influence the school places, and they're going to influence the community. They will speak of truth, for the Lord is going to increase their understanding, and academic success will indeed come into their lives. For the Lord is going to position them strategically to bring the kingdom with them, and through them they will see healing miracles. They will see power. They will see the signs and wonders as in the Bible, for God will speak to them. I saw them having dreams and visitations, for the Lord is going to impart into that generation of this house. But the Lord is giving favor to the generation from 14 years old to 30 years old. There is a favor coming in that generation. God is going to bring people from other places because of the favor of that generation. There will be a radical anointing to take the land. They will be courageous and very, very radical. There will be wild horses running through the fields and running through the land. They will be a bit strong-headed because they know where they are going, and they can see they are visionaries. You will have to deal with the visionaries, teaching them how to run the races, because they are wild race horses. You will not be able to contain them. They will cause trouble if you contain them. You will not be able do not squash them because they will fight against it because they are radical and they carry in them and a harvesting anointing. There is a radical worship anointing that is going to arise for the streets. They're going to go with a new sound to the streets. So it's going to cause people to come alive. Some people will criticize that sound and say that is not the sound that a church should take out. That's not the sound. There will be some judgment in it. Forget is going to give a specific tune, a specific lyrics, but a specific sound. There's something about the vibration of the sound that will go into the streets. It's going to cause people to listen and to want to come. And the Lord is saying He's going to give them that generation influence with people of great intellect, people of great university intellectual high positions. There is a lot of high IQ level coming into that generation, and the Lord is going to increase IQ levels in their lives to be able to enter into some places. For God is going to give to many of them an incredible favor with universities, some of the best universities in the world for that generation. For God will send them into those places to bring kingdom. There is the greatest, you are good stewards in the kingdom, the two of you, and God is going to increase the gift of a stewardship for you. You're going to see the multiplication of talents coming into this house and coming to the two of you, and the multiplication of talents is going to bring a lot of responsibility. You're going to need people to manage it for you. Do not entangle too much with the everyday thing, because that is going to block your vision. That will be an enemy. The work is going to be great, but if you get involved into sorting it all and being, you will not be able to run to the top of your mountains. You will not be able to be free in those areas, and you will become a heaviness upon your lives to be, to do that. But like Moses' father-in-law said to him, raise the others to do it. You focus on this. There is going to be that. It is going to become very important for the two of you, in the days to come, as the Lord begins to move and increase His hand upon the two of you. I saw an increase, financial blessing coming for your lives, for the two of you personally, and I heard the Lord saying at times He is going to cause you to be, even to step in levels of faith, financial faith. Then other people are going to say, what is wrong with these people, and that is not so much necessarily only for your personal finances. It's going to be for ministry things, church things, but there is access to heavenly finances and resources. But it's going to come with a risk of stepping out into what others are going to call foolishness. The place of the foolishness of faith, if I can use it that way. You guys have that, and that ability to pull into the radical faith into the land, where you are going to cause waves in many places and model something that is new for others to follow. And see, you break ground and you are trailblazers. Would you sit for a moment? Okay. What I'm going to do, like I said, I hardly ever do this. So, if you are in your seat, where you chose, please don't move. And I'm going to break you into some sections, because I have prophecy for you, but it is, I will have to repeat the same prophecy for many people, because it's impartations that are coming, so I'm going to give it to you in groups. But it is personal, so get your recorders out, because it is personal. Don't say I didn't receive prophecy, you're going to receive one. It is personal, but it is impartation, for the house and for the kingdom that is going to come into your lives that way. What I need you to know is what group number you are, because I'm going to forget. So from here till here, you are section one. So remember, you guys are two. From the front to this lovely lady, you are three. You guys are four to the back. So you guys are five from here to here. You guys are six. all the way to the back. And even back there, you guys are six. And you are seven from here to this row. And you guys are eight. Okay? Shabbat Shalom.